Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and there's no startup music because it just takes up too much time when we got a short show. So we want to get right to it. And we got Larry on his phone who's really been following this. I've been busy putting out the best global report and trying to update that as the news comes out. Anyway, Larry, what's going on? What's new? Where do we start? Do we start with this deal with the drone? That sounds like a direct conflict between NATO, USA, and Russia.
Well, it does, and this is breaking headlines in multiple sources, so we know it happened. Breitbart, drone total loss after reckless Russian jets collide with the U.S. Air Force Reaper drone over the Black Sea, says Department of Defense. Now, here's another angle. Hal Turner, Covert Intel, March 14th. Russia downs U.S. drone in Black Sea region. Russia Federation aircraft jet fighters intercepted a U.S. MQ-9 Reaper drone over the Black Sea and crashed the drone into the waters. As the drone was reportedly spying on Russian movements, possibly in Crimea region. And then there's others reporting that this Reaper drone, and as you well know, Russia's been hit a number of times deep inside Russia from mysterious missiles.
Yes.
You know, they couldn't detect the source. And there's one report talked about this Reaper drone being on a special mission, but two Russian fighter jets intercepted it, and one of them dumped gasoline in front of it and couldn't stop it, and the other one rammed it. So it's down. And the last I heard is a report that Russian ships are now circling that area going to retrieve it, and that'll give them the plan that was inside the drone and what it was programmed to do.
Now, isn't the Black Sea international waters? And didn't Russia tell everybody that they were going to dominate the Black Sea and close, if they had to, that strait, or there's two straits, actually, that lead into the Black Sea. So it sounds to me like that's what Russia's getting ready to do. They're going to block anybody from going into the Black Sea.
It does sound like it, and you ask if that's international waters over the Black Sea. It depends on who you ask.
Okay, yeah, I suppose it does. Yeah, I'll tell you what, this is really getting interesting. Now, the Reaper drone, though, isn't that an armed, isn't that have the ability to use missiles and whatnot, as I understand
that,
the Reaper?
That,
it's not
the
just
Reaper
a surveillance.
Been, oh, no, the Reaper's been used a number of times in Syria where they took out ISIS and other people, and if you look on my blog, you can see the images of Reapers, and it certainly has, it is modified to not only surveil, but to also carry multiple different explosive devices or missiles or attack ordnance.
Okay. Now, I see this from Turner that the drone was being used by the U.S. to spy on military actions in Ukraine and to inform Ukraine as to the movements and location of Russian forces. But as you pointed out, they don't know how these drones are getting in and actually taking out on Russian territory, like jets and whatnot, on their airports. So I wonder why the Russian jets didn't use missiles to shoot it down, or did they and it didn't work?
Well, we don't know. It's very possible that these drones could use evasive abilities to avoid missiles similar to certain planes or other missiles. So, you know, you can't really say. And the interesting thing is, if you didn't want to blow it up, if you really wanted the drone and what's in its brain, you knock it down and then you go get it.
Yeah, this is interesting. Here's something else. Two Russian Su-27 fighter jets on patrol of the Black Sea intercepted the American drone. One fighter jet got in front of the drone and repeatedly dumped jet fuel on it, wrecking the drone surveillance systems. A second Su-27 allegedly moved in so close to the rear of the drone, its wingtip was able to hit the rear-mounted propeller, breaking one or more of the blades and therefore dumping it into the sea. That requires a little bit of nerve on the part of the pilot to do that. Wow. Well, if it's a Reaper, that's ours. Aren't we the only one that produces that?
As far as I know, that's us, or CIA.
Wow. So here we go, folks, one more step closer to world war. And it says here the Russian ambassador in Washington has now been summoned to the State Department. The area of the Black Sea, which an incident took place, is quite shallow. So recovering the drone would be a quick work for the Russian Navy vessels operating there. So you're right. Well, that's what you get when you fool around. And, you know, here we are, NATO again, or United States directly, fooling around in areas we really have no business fooling around in. So, and that article has been vetted, too. I found another article about it. So, then there's a comment from Putin that's kind of interesting. Today, he said, Russia is fighting for its very existence. What do you make of that, Larry? It sounds to me like they're laying the groundwork. You are fighting directly with Russia now, and we are fighting for our very, very existence as a nation. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, and the rhetoric, if you remember how Putin laid it out, you know, he said when we have to fight for our existence, we will go nuclear. Complete nuclear. And
right.
The interesting thing is, Stuart, is the fact that this is just me thinking, but it seems to me that Putin has the same mentality as the Samson option that Israel uses. In other words, if you're going to take us out, the whole world's going to bleed.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we got no business trying to take out Mother Russia. We're just in there. CIA, we're in everywhere. The Bible talks about us. Those who go in and make a spoil, basically. Those who go in and do regime changes and create mischief and all over the world. You know what the mocking of God is? Don't you think those that you're doing that to won't repay you in spades? Basically, I'm paraphrasing it. In other words, the world nations that are always being meddled in by the CIA and the United States are going to coalesce and take out the United States with Gog Magog, the primary nuclear forces that will do it. I would just wish our Pentagon and the people of war would read their Bibles and understand who Babylon America really is, because if they did, they'd be scared to death, because God is now no longer on the side of the American people. We abandoned God some time ago, and I've known now for almost 40 years that God was going to destroy the United States, and it's just a slow-motion train wreck, and we're watching it happen. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to comment that you wish that the Pentagon would see it that way. However, we have nothing since Obama but a woke Pentagon, and a woke Pentagon that has a complete contempt and hatred to the Bible. And even the leader, Milley, General Milley, the leader of the military in the United States presently under Biden, he said one of the most horrific things that ever happened was that during that riot, or the end of that riot in Washington, D.C., was when Trump walked across the street to a church and held up a Bible. So, Stuart, with contempt of the Bible to that degree, they're going their way.
Yep. Here's another headline we need to talk about. Breaking news. Iran has placed its entire armed forces on high alert. Iran issued an emergency order this evening to its entire military, ordering them to high alert. At this time, it is not known why. Update. The Israeli Army Chief says IDF campaign versus Iran's nuclear project has already started in some dimensions. No further details. Hearing reports that dozens of Israeli fighter jets have taken off from bases around Israel. Israel's defense minister, another update, is said to have been at IDF headquarters for 12 hours straight. What are you making of this, Larry?
Well, that's 24 hours straight, isn't it?
Yeah. Did I say?
That's.
Yeah. 24 hours straight he was there.
that's a record. And with the rumors of Azerbaijan moving heavy military equipment towards the border of Armenia again, and Armenia preparing for a confrontation, Iran now has come out and threatened Turkey and Azerbaijan both, and Azerbaijan is an ally, basically, of Israel. And the latest I've heard, Stuart, and I'm thinking how to say this, the latest information seems to be that there are certain intel groups that are now very, very concerned that Israel may be about to strike Iran's nuclear facilities maybe as soon as tonight.
Wow. Well, of course, this goes hand in hand with the trouble that's going on in Israel with them trying to get rid of Bibi Netanyahu because of his attack on the judicial system over there. And some of his aides are saying now that Israel is on the verge of total collapse and maybe the end of Israel. So here we go, folks. I mean, when you've got internal civil war, which is basically what that is, it's an internal civil war, the enemies of Israel see that. And Iran is not alone. Please remember, Iran has treaties with Russia, I'm positive, of defense treaties. Don't forget that Russia had bases in Iran. And Iran has allowed Russian bombers, Russian fighters in their territory, on their military bases. And, of course, then we have the Syrian question. I mean, it goes on and on and on. What else you got, Larry, you want to talk about?
Well, I did see some information that seemed to indicate that it's very possible if Israel begins to attempt to go after these facilities, that Iran itself will begin a land invasion, a slow-moving land invasion towards Israel, and call all of its allies to join the invasion. And it makes you wonder, prophetically, would this call Russia in to join them and all the other nations that want to go against Israel?
I would think it would, because it says in Ezekiel 38 that Gog, the prince of Magog, is a guard unto all of its allies, and Russia is the only one that's been supplying all these weapons to those people. So, yeah, we're in a lot of trouble. Banking system still up in the air, but I just wanted to let everybody know, so far you can get your money out of the bank, so there's no big run, but do have money set aside, folks, for the end of this thing. It's coming. And any last words you've got, Larry, you want to talk about?
Well, I would just mention real quick that you talked about Israel and its chaos and its verge of civil war. So is America. We're in the same place Israel is, and our enemies know it.
Yep. Okay, and I'd like to add, please pray for John Vandeventer, you know, the author. We've had him on the show a lot. He's not doing very well. Don't want to go into details about it. As far as I know, he's in the hospital. And just pray for his health and recovery, and we'd thank you for that. I'll tell you what. We're being slammed. Everybody's being slammed. Larry's been slammed. I've been slammed. Anybody that's telling the truth has been slammed. So that's just the way it goes, I guess. Anyway, last word, Larry, quick.
Well, remember that seatbelt.
Say again?
Remember that seatbelt.
Yeah. That's about it, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night, the Lord willing, and it'll be a longer show. Anyway, this is just an update. Take care of yourselves. Heads up.